Parliament has indicated its readiness to receive the President Nana Addo-Dankwa Akufo-Addo on Tuesday as he presents his first State of the Nation address. The Majority Leader, Osei Chemensa Bonsu, made this known as he presented the business statement for next week. He called on his colleagues to honor protocol arrangements for the day.
His Excellency, the President of the Republic, is expected to deliver a message on the state of the nation on Tuesday, the 21st of February, 2017, in accordance with Article 67 of the Constitution. The honourable members, Speaker, are accordingly entreated to attend upon the House punctually for the event. Honourable members are urged to be in the chamber latest 9:15, as it is a breach of protocol for the President to enter and members come after the President has entered. Mr. Speaker, it is also not courteous for members to enter or exit the chamber after the President has entered. Mr. Speaker, occasionally there's been some disagreements between members striving to enter the House after the President has entered and the members of the security services. They would insist that once the President has entered, members may not be permitted to enter. And because this is our house, there's been occasions when members have disagreed rather vociferously and argued with the security personnel. Speaker, the Business Committee takes this opportunity to advise honourable members not to enter the chamber with their guests. Guests may be in the public gallery. Right, honourable Speaker, a motion to thank His Excellency the President for the message on the State of the Nation would be moved on Thursday, the 23rd of February, 2017. Honourable members are urged to participate actively in the debate after the motion has been moved.
Majority Leader Osei Chemensa Bonsu. The Minority Leader Haruna Iddrisu welcomed the arrangement but went on further to call on the national security to reciprocate the courtesies the House accords them.
Mr. Speaker, on matter of breach of protocol, I also do associate myself with his request. Suffice it to add that, Mr. Speaker, it must be reciprocal. This is the House of Parliament, and this is where elected members of Parliament are. Let no member of the present security come and intimidate or harass any member of Parliament in the name that the President was visiting this House. That's why I say it must be reciprocal. We owe the President that optimum respect. We will do that, but reciprocally, members of Parliament must be respected and given our pride of place that this is our home and this is our chamber. But I do support the leader that we all must come on time, be seated on time, and show decorum and respect as we listen to him, and we'll subject his submissions to a deserving debate. So I do agree with him that we should not be seen showing any disrespect. We must start and start well and send signal that we respect the honor of the office of the President, likewise the honor of the elected member of Parliament. So let it be reciprocal, and we would extend same to them. Because Mr. Speaker, to be fair, there's been instances where members of Parliament in the past have not been treated well, even as they attempt to get into the chamber for what they have been elected to do. So I do agree that we should avoid that disrespect to the President and that breach of protocol. Now, when he's seated and he's about to deliver, we may as well decide that. But knowing that along the line, there are supervening impossibilities that may require a member to walk somewhere and walk inside, responding to nature's call. But we trust that members will be ready for this.
Haruna Iddrisu is the Minority Leader of Parliament.